Now, for most celebrities, having your private life paraded in court, particularly in a case involving hard drugs, might result in a sudden drop of popularity. But the British chef Nigella Lawson will be hoping she can avoid that fate. With several TV shows and book deals already to her name, she was recently one of the central figures in a fraud case in which she appeared as a witness and in which some rather unpalatable personal details were made public. But now, as John McManus reports, Nigella is back on more familiar ground, a TV kitchen.
I don't believe in guilty pleasures. I think the only thing anyone should ever feel guilty about is not taking pleasure. But having said that, I do concede that the amount of enjoyment I get from eating supper in bed is almost shameful. But I need to be prepared.
This is how TV viewers are used to hearing Nigella Lawson, British celebrity chef and daughter of a former cabinet minister. She's famous not only for her recipes, but also her flirty, instructional style, where she revels in the earthy pleasures of eating. Dubbed the domestic goddess, Miss Lawson was recently knocked off her plinth when she appeared in court. She was a witness in the trial of two former assistants who'd been accused of defrauding her recently divorced husband, Charles Saatchi. Initially, she tried to avoid attending, and when she did, was forced to own up to allegations that she'd taken cocaine. In an interview on Thursday with an American TV network, where she's promoting a new programme, Miss Lawson said some of the details hadn't been accurate.
To be honest, that to have not only your private life, but distortions of your private life put on display is mortifying. But, you know, that there are people going through an awful lot worse, and to dwell on any of it would be self-pity, and I don't like to do that.
The two aides were acquitted, but not before they'd alleged that Miss Lawson had allowed them to spend thousands of dollars on credit cards in return for their silence over her drug use. In response, Miss Lawson said she'd taken the drug only a few times when she was very unhappy. Her new US TV cooking show, The Taste, will be a chance to see if the revelations have left her fan base cold or whether Nigella is still hot stuff.